bigger than any fear I can think of.
You're listening to Breakfast here on your Sound Alternative. Small fish getting across your radio with Big Love. Big Love is what we're asking for this radiothon. We're talking about sending out a signal, talking about sending a bit of love to your community radio station. And someone that's dropped by to share in a bit of that love this morning is our Premier, Roger Cook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, you've come in with the energy that we need for radiothon.
Well, I've got some quality instant coffee here from RTRFM, so I'm on the roll.
You've got the RTR mug as well. It's like RTR, you're on a talk show, you know, when you sip when there's something uncomfortable to say.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, there's a sip being had now.
All right, great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me once again.
So glad to have you here. You came in last year and we'd only been in the job for a couple of weeks each.
I know, we're the new kids, right?
We were the new kids on the block, but now we've both been in the job for over a year, and it's been a bit of a bumpy ride for me. You know, good, all things good, but it's like a busy time. You're on the radio every morning, bumpy in the best way, in the exciting way, right?
Absolutely.
How has your last year been? Have you had anything wild happen, anything great, anything silly?
Well, look, they've been bumpy times, of course. You know, there's the cost of living issues, which everyone in the community is confronting at the moment. So one of the things I've really been proud of in terms of my first 12 months is the way we've been able to really use our strong finances to make sure that we provide some cost of living relief. So whether that's around the electricity credit, the WA student assistance payment, or the summer of free public transport, which we provided over the summer last year, which was just enabled people to get that extra bit of relief. It allows them to sort of continue to think, this is a great place to live. I love Western Australia. And so, I mean, certainly the cost of living issues have provided us with challenges. Also, you know, housing, quite frankly. Everyone's struggling with housing. One of my kids, you know, he got tipped out of his rental accommodation over the year and struggled to get into a new place. So I've been really pleased with the way we've been able to at least provide some relief around housing, whether it's the rental assistance payment program, whether it's releasing more of those Airbnb-like accommodation services into the long-term rental market. So we're hoping that we've come through the peak of that particular issue and that things will get better from here.
Sure. It has been a bit of a tricky time. Cost of living does make everybody tighten their belts and feel a little bit stressed and I think lean on their communities a little bit more.
Yeah.
Places like RTR are really a home of community love, community support and sort of community passion, and people do lean into those spaces when it is a trying time, whether that's that you're having a difficult time with your housing or whether you're having a difficult time just in general. And places like RTR wouldn't be around without community support and community love. It's hard at this time of year for cost of living and all that kind of consideration to come into it, and then to think about Radiothon and thinking about supporting it. So it is a trying time of year. I'm interested in the last year, if there's, you know, there's some lowlights and some tricky times for sure. Has there been any highlights, any silly times that you've had over the last year?
Oh, look, I remember going out with RTR when we were pumping up our WA Day promotion.
Yes, yeah.
We were down there in Burswood. I don't think it was raining that morning, but that was perhaps the great exception in the lead up to the 3rd of June. I had some giant swans behind me in the
swans,
press conference.
They became famous, these swans. They were in memes all over the place, these big swans.
The creepiest things I've ever done a press conference with. It was fantastic, but, you know, and of course, the WA Day provides us with the opportunity to showcase WA music and Western Australian music. We were there with a number of artists, and of course, RTR was there. You know, championing WA music, homegrown artists, and it was going to be a great event. But of course, then it just continued to rain and rain and rain, and we had to postpone.
Yeah, it did wash it out. It washed it out, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a complete,
But that example, that's a great example of an opportunity that RTR got to work with the WA government with on supporting local artists.
Yeah.
Paying them and getting them on a big lineup and being able to sort of be this beacon of support. That was really a really great example, and I'm really hoping to see more of that and see the WA Day idea and that sort of festivity take place with RTR's involvement in the future. I really hope that can continue.
Oh, look, absolutely, because everyone wants to go to a festival, you know, to celebrate WA, and that's a fantastic thing. But also people want to be able to say, you know, feel proud.
Yeah.
And be able to see some of our homegrown talent is just such a great opportunity. And you're talking before, Pam, about, you know, the fact that, you know, when people are facing a few troubles, they do turn to things like community radio because it makes everyone feel included. So I'm so pleased to see that subscribers are up. So everyone, if you're not a subscriber yet, get on board. Come and join the great RTR community.
You should do what he says. You should. If you want to, rtrfm.com.au or 9609210. RTRFM's day, the WA day, the Monday, that was programmed by RTR, that was all Australian lineup, all West Australian, WA artists, and it was really, really exciting to see. Now, although we didn't get to have that come into fruition, music is definitely something that we've spoken about before. Last year, when you were in, you talked about remembering the 6 UVS days of RTRFM back in 77 when we started, and it was 6 UVS until 1991.
Right.
Now, we remember, I don't know if you remember, but last year we talked about your love for dance music, your love for EDM. You love it.
I do. I mean, it's my thing. I know it's not cool, but
I think it's cool.
It's what I'm into, right?
Well, look, it's a bit cooler than what I was expecting from you last year. I wasn't ready for you to say, yeah, I love EDM. I love dance music. And you really told us about how it's like, you know, a running playlist is a big thing for you. And you've got all these artists. Now, I want to know kind of what's on your running playlist at the moment. Like some artists that you know, we were talking a bit off air about some artists that you're loving at the moment. Didn't need to be from WA, but are there artists that are, you know, in your ears at the moment?
Oh, well, look, you know, as you'd probably expect, I don't get to many dance festivals nowadays. Not quite the age demographic anymore, and obviously I'm a bit busy with my new job. But I mean, so I always go back to those anthem, big anthem trance tunes that, you know, that was around in the late 90s, early 2000s. So Armin van Buuren is my go-to.
Yeah.
But I'm digging a bit of Fred again at the moment. That's
sure.
That's kind of cool. And look, I've got a mate who's deep into Fisher, so it's so I've really got to explore that too.
I think.
But I love the more melodic type ones. You know, my son, he's more of a drum and bass guy. I remember he took me to a Pendulum concert.
Whoa,
that was excessive. That was completely epic sort of night. But I like the more anthems. You know, big beats.
Yeah, I get you.
Big tunes.
I'm going to introduce you to a bit of a local track. Now, it's a collaboration between two kind of electronic artists in
Fantastic.
The scene here.
Great.
So PTMC,
yep.
A really excellent DJ from around here, also a DJ on the RTRFM airwaves, does
excellent.
A Tuesday new music program.
Nice.
He teamed up with Sakatasumi, who's one of my favourite dancers and singers, so vocals coming in. I'm going to let it hang out underneath us for a little bit. But I want to get your, I'll do a cake tester on you before we say goodbye. And I want to see how you're feeling about it.
Sounds
but
good.
It does sound good, right? It sounds all right.
I'm liking that. Yeah,
a bit of local music now.
It's a little bit chill too.
It's a little bit chill, right? Yeah. It picks up a little bit. Now, RTRFM does survive because of artists like this who care about this station, want to put time and love and energy and volunteer time back into it. And RTR loves them back. We send back out a signal to the artists and it goes back in between. And this year we're asking people to send back a signal to RTRFM after we've been sending signals all this time and really, you know, raise money for the station.
Fantastic.
We're so far at a third of our running costs, but a third of our fundraising efforts so far. We've just hit 100K. We want to get to 300K. So you're here for a radiothon visit, and I want to know why you think people should support RTRFM.
Let's talk about RTRFM. It is a community. It's a radio community. 400 volunteers work in this place.
Yeah.
And so it's such a great expression of everything we want to, we believe and we love about Western Australia's art community. So, I just want to say to everyone, look, if you have an opportunity to send out a signal to RTRFM this year, get on board with Radiothon. So let's keep the ball rolling. We believe in my government that RTRFM plays such an important role in our community and we're so proud of its legacy and what it does to support homegrown talent in our music industry. So I'm very pleased to be able to announce now and today, this morning, Pam, that my government will donate $20,000 towards Radiothon 2024.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's keep it going.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's really beautiful. Roger Cook, thank you so much for joining us here on the airwaves.
Great to be back, Pam.
And happy Radiothon.
Thank you very much. Happy Radiothon,
happy
everyone.
Happy Radiothon.